Well, it's that magical time of the year again. The time when my least favorite Christmas movie ever made in the history of ever is put on television on loop. The time that Harvard refers to as heart attack season because everyone is so freaking stressed out by the end of the year they can barely stand it. And they're just promoting that as a headline to let us all know that we should come to expect this. And it's normal to live in a world and a system and a society where everyone should just expect that to be the case. And Congress once again tries to murder an entire forest worth of trees to print off 1,500 plus page continuing resolution bills to shove through who knows even what to fund the government for just three more months, basically. Just 3 more months of funding for that government.
Watch as hog carcasses are broken down into primal cuts.
And Speaker Johnson, a man who was sadly born without a spine, apparently, very sad for him, had just got on saying back in September that there wouldn't be a Christmas omnibus bill.
We have broken the Christmas omni. And I have no intention of going back to that terrible tradition. So there won't be a Christmas omnibus. As somebody asked me in the hallway a little while ago, will there be many buses? We don't want any buses. We're not going to do any buses, okay?
And here it is. And by the way, it included adjustments to congressional salaries to reflect the cost of living changes, increasing their annual salaries from $174,000 to $243,300, giving themselves a $69,000 raise. What a tough vote when you could just pack everything else into that bill and also a raise on top of it. You're not allowed to just vote for your own raise. Got to vote for it all. So isn't that cool how that works? That's so amazing how awesome that is for them. I am so glad that the American people voted for them to represent the American people, and then they got in there and voted for themselves for a nearly $70,000 annual raise.
Let's watch the development of the ham, one of the first meat cuts to receive attention.
So glad, because they're doing such an awesome job. They really should be just giving themselves a raise equivalent to a whole salary for other people in this country. That's amazing. Who the hell even knows what's in there? They just try to shove that right through because they know everybody just wants to go home for Christmas. They know that's how it works. And they've been doing that now for over 100 freaking years. Okay? Just want to remind everybody, this is how we got the Federal Reserve. They just waited till it was right at the end there and shoved that thing right through. And the Nation actually wrote about this on New Year's Day, 1914. And this really sums up what they do every year, but this is how we got the Federal Reserve, and this is what they've been doing since. When the historian who leaves nothing out comes to write the full account of the passage of the currency bill, that's the Federal Reserve Act, he will not omit reference to the influence of the Christmas spirit. Congress was as eager as a small boy to get off for the holidays, and there stood the cruel resolution of the Democratic majority not to adjourn unless the bill was passed. This undoubtedly had the effect of hastening final action. The drawing near of the gracious Christmas tide seemed to calm the savage beast of the filibuster and to still the passions of the makers of long speeches. It was rumored that Senator La Follette would insist upon speaking for 2 or 3 days. So they were threatening to talk for 2 or 3 days, keeping people there. And one can imagine the apprehensive looks that were cast in his direction. But he let his music die within him. Even he could hardly have faced the universal rage that would have fallen upon him if he had ruined the congressional vacation over the holidays. The whole thing was a wonderful demonstration of what Christmas can do in the sphere of legislation. It was the old miracle over again. No voice or hideous hum runs through the arched roof. Puke.
I mean, this is so obvious that it's just beating a dead horse, but obviously government is meant to be out in the open, examined. Things are to be debated, the pros and cons weighed, and no is to be voted if things are unconstitutional, not good for the country.
This is their bill, 2,500 pages. If you take a look at $3.5 trillion price tag, and you do the math, that's $1.4 billion for every page of this bill. And they want to pass it this week.
I mean, the whole idea of this, especially being timed around Christmas and holidays, is some kind of secret Santa game. Like, ooh, it'll be a fun mystery box. What's in our legislation? But this is our government here. The world has had several centuries, if not millennia, of secret government, and it was pretty crappy overall. It was a lot of you don't have a right to look behind our secret panel. The king, the priest will tell you what to do. That was never what this system of government was supposed to be. But they seem to have the idea that, well, you voted for your legislators. You had a chance to weigh in on how government's going to be run. And now it's time to leave it to the big boys. Well, the mystery game isn't that big of a surprise. It's just all the worst lobbyists cramming their stuff into the mystery box, and you're supposed to accept it as though it's some wonderful gift. It's just a gross blank log. It's a shit log, a little fruitcake stuffed with all the nuts and berries of lobbyists and special interests and all the things that would never survive if they were debated in the light and the openness of day and everyone knew what was going on. Instead, they do it at the last minute when people want to leave for the holidays and when ordinary people in the country are not paying attention because they're focused on family and time off and travel and things of that nature.
The hams slide down a chute to the floor below, where they are fed onto the automatic scaling line.
It's just gross, and it happens every year. It's a betrayal of what this country was supposed to be. I mean, our whole system's collapsing, clearly.
This is not the way anything should be done. It's a travesty. This is what they do with the American people's money. This is what they do every year. This is why we're in $36 trillion freaking dollars in debt, a number so astronomically high and cartoonish that no one can even imagine what that looks like in their brains. Your brain would liquefy and drip out your ears if you tried to, okay? It's just not possible. It's not possible to even visualize. At this point, we might as well just be making up terms. It's 36 bajillion dadillion dollars. Like, it doesn't even, it's not a number, it's not real, it's none of it's real, and none of it is grounded in anything even remotely close to what anyone would call reality, okay? It's a clown show. It is a circus. It is insane. They do this every year now.
Smoking of the Cure 81 hams is also done with care.
To the point that it just looks like they basically just cut down a chunk of tree and went, here we go, this is what we're doing. Trillions of dollars, billions of dollars, bajillions of dollars. Here it is. Go ahead and try to read it. Ha 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 ha. And what it sounds like is happening, instead of looking at that and going, oh, that's insane. It's insane that we have people like Nancy Pelosi saying things like, you got to pass the bill to find out what's in it.
It could be very, very exciting. But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Instead of that being done away with, it sounds like what we're moving towards is a time where AI will just run through a bill and tell you what is in it. But then we're just moving from trusting Congress to do its job to trusting AI to tell us the truth, which is, you know, I think extremely questionable considering how it has been programmed, considering the things that have been said recently in interviews by people who are very high up in the tech situation, talking about how the government is going to be single-handedly controlling artificial intelligence. Or wants to.
We had meetings in D.C. in May where we talked to them about this, and the meetings were absolutely horrifying, and we came out basically deciding we had to endorse Trump.
What did you hear in those meetings?
AI is a technology basically that the government is going to completely control. This is not going to be a startup thing. They actually said flat out to us, don't do AI startups. Like, don't fund AI startups. It's not something that we're going to allow to happen. They're not going to be allowed to exist. There's no point. They basically said AI is going to be a game of two or three big companies working closely with the government. And we're going to basically wrap them in a, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but we're going to basically wrap them in a government cocoon. We're going to protect them from competition. We're going to control them. And we're going to dictate what they do.
Look, I like Grok just fine. Okay. OpenAI, not so much at all. But that's not the point. We shouldn't be delegating the job that we voted on people to go do that they are doing so absolutely abysmally. You could not fail harder than these people. They're not going to sit there and read 1,500 pages by Friday. Not a chance. And it's not to say that AI couldn't help analyze that. It's to say that why are we making bills that are so massively long, just shoving everything in there, hiding it from everybody? I mean, stuff is coming out as I'm trying to edit this, right? It just came out that somewhere buried in this bill, we're funding a dozen bio labs to conduct biomedical research. Because we all know that went super well in the last 4 years, didn't it? You know, any other situation these people were in, not doing their job, voting to give themselves a raise and then not doing their job that they were voted for, they would be fired in any other place they possibly worked. Failing this hard, they would be fired. It's insane. This is insane. It can't continue. It cannot continue. The weight of the insanity will implode the thing. It's not possible, you know? Ugh.
The blended ingredients are now vacuum mixed. It is next transported to the emulsifier hopper. The ingredients are completely emulsified.
I don't know that we're moving towards a better idea with that, but the precedent is being set right now because this cannot continue the way it is at all.
Here's what the finished product looks like inside. The real test of quality.
This was never the intention of anything. This is insane and stupid. The Hill has an article that tells you like a little bit of highlights of what is in this bill. Things like, you know, billions more dollars to FEMA so they can, I don't know, continue to be the joke they have been as a federal emergency management agency. Because as we all know, they did so well this year with Hurricane Helene that we definitely need to just give them even more billions of dollars to reward that stupidity with more trust that those funds will be allocated appropriately in the next few months. It's just,
Back to the pork cut, the story of bacon.
It's so stupid. It just is so, it's gotten so dumb. There's not even a way to intelligently, I feel, narrate for you what is happening.
Pork shoulder and ham meat are taken from this picnic boning line and used for the manufacture of Spam.
It's basically like waking up in Idiocracy. This is how the government is run. And once again, I'm going to let Thomas Massie take it out because he said this was exactly what was going to happen back in September. He gave a whole speech. This is exactly what's going to happen. Is he a swami? Does he have a crystal ball? No. The reason Thomas Massie knows this is what's going to happen is because he's been sitting there for 12 years watching it happen, talking against it for over a decade, and they just keep doing it. So he's not psychic. He's just been around for a while. We've all just been around for a while, and we're getting pretty freaking sick of it.
I also predicted this would fall right before Christmas, and I believe this does fall on December 20th. Now, why have we picked December 20th? Because it's the same reason we always have December 20th. Everybody up here is human. There are no AIs or robots in Congress. And when you get to December 20th, you're 5 days from Christmas. You're 4 days from Christmas Eve. And you desperately want to be there with your family. So this is when the leadership here has the maximum influence. And again, I'm talking to the Democrats and the Republicans because you've seen it on the Democrat side of the aisle. They love to pick the week before Christmas for this showdown. Because you can smell the jet fuel fumes over at DCA. It smells like Christmas, that you're going to get to go home and open presents. I've been in HC5 when literally the Speaker of the House, not the Speaker we have now, walks in and says, if you vote for this, you can go home and unwrap presents with your kids. And if you don't vote for this, you're going to spend Christmas here with Nancy Pelosi. And then the chant starts, vote, 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 vote. Literally, people get enthusiastic to vote for something that they haven't read. So let me predict what we're not going to do on December 20th before I take a guess at what we're going to do. What we're not going to do, we're not going to do 12 separate bills. We are not going to spend this time. We've got a few months between now and December 20th. We could go back to working on appropriations bills. We are not going to do this. This sucker, whatever happens on December 20th, whether it's another CR to punt to kick the can down the road for three more months, or whether it's an omnibus that funds all of government with one bill, it's going to be written behind closed doors, and every lobbyist in this town is going to try to attach their little thing to this bill.
The wieners are next discharged onto a much wider conveyor belt for even distribution to four high-speed takeaway belts.
This train is leaving the station on December 20th. It's the only one that we know is going to pass. They call it up here must-pass legislation. So everybody's going to try and get their little thing on this bill, whatever it is on December 20th, whether it's another continuing resolution or another omnibus. It's not even really a prediction that I'm making. I'm just telling you what has happened for 12 years, regardless of whether Democrats are in charge or Republicans are in charge. There may be a little twist. We may do half of a CR. It'll be a whole CR, and half of it will end in February, and half of it will end in April, and they'll convince you they got something more clever this year than they had last year. But it's going to be the same old thing, warmed over, written behind closed doors, rolled out here. We're not going to have time to read this thing. That's also predictable. And we're going to be told, vote for this and you can go home and open presents with your kids. Don't vote for it and you're going to be stuck here. And there will be people, it pulls at heartstrings. We are humans. And that's why I think it's really disingenuous or despicable, really, to pick 4 days before Christmas Eve to put this bill on the floor. The bill I'm talking about, obviously, nobody here knows what it is yet. And we're not going to have time to read it, but people are going to be inclined to vote for it because they just want to be with their family.
And it's getting extremely hard to watch and even harder to stomach.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all. Merry Christmas.